of people are waiting around. They want to see how this washes out, see the finer points. But joining us now is Eric Crampton from the New Zealand Initiative, which is a think tank, isn't it? Really, that'd be the best way to describe the initiative, wouldn't it, Eric?
I'm sorry, I missed that
A think tank. You're a think tank.
Yes, we are.
Okay, do some thinking on property implications for us here.
Well, thinking here is just coming out of the press release that the government has put out. The text, as I understand it, is still being drafted. But from what the government says, existing regulations that are inconsistent with the TPP around sensitive land purchases are exempt from the TPP. So you would still get screening of foreign purchases of sensitive land, including farmland, or at least according to the government's press release on it. I'd be a little surprised if they ended up having a draft that were substantially inconsistent with the document the government's put out on this.
All right. So what it's saying is the rules that are in place at the moment are fine, but you can't. For instance, there was a lot of talk, wasn't there, of people doing things like they've done in Australia, forcing foreign buyers, say, of housing, to only buy new properties. You had to build a new place rather than buy an existing property. You won't be able to do that now. I mean, the gate is shut on new initiative.
It looks like you'd be banned. The government would be banned from banning members of the TPP from buying property in New Zealand of that sort, but they could put on some new kind of tax that hasn't been specified if they wanted to. I don't know what the requirements would be on a tax to meet that kind of guideline. I'm rather unconvinced that it'd be a good idea anyway, but it looks like there's some provision there, but not for banning foreign nationals from buying houses.
From your perspective, is this good, is this bad, or are you indifferent on it?
I think that what we need to be doing is liberalizing land use planning so that foreign money that wants to get into New Zealand housing can go into putting up new apartment buildings, new townhouses, and new suburbs rather than buying up existing ones. It's a bit of a shame that we're forcing all of that money now to be chasing existing houses rather than building new ones.
Yeah, but Eric, this is not the first time I've heard. I mean, the Aussies did it. This has been suggested. I think it's Labor Party policy. And, you know, this is a government that's not averse to picking up policies from other parties if they see some merit in it. Why on earth didn't they jump on and do something about this before tying themselves into this agreement?
Well, the first best is fixing land use planning so that new buildings can be made instead of annoying a bunch of our trade partners and trying... They have put in IRD requirements that people have a tax number, and they've increased the hurdles that way. Putting a discriminatory tax on foreign nationals does not seem a particularly good idea.
No. But putting in something saying you must build rather than buy existing property...
Well, wouldn't it be better to... Well, right now, it's almost impossible to build, right? So the Auckland plan makes it very hard to put up new apartment buildings to increase density in town or to expand into the suburbs. Once you relax that so that money could actually start building new housing, then you don't need a rule mandating it. It'd be a bit ridiculous to put in a rule requiring people to do something that's effectively forbidden.
Yeah. Hey, look, the other thing is, the other concern around foreign ownership of or buying up property in New Zealand, and this is not targeting anyone in particular here, but is money laundering. I mean, I know privately a lot of the government agencies are really concerned about that property purchases in this country by foreigners is effectively laundering money.
Yeah, I think that is some of the reasoning behind the changes to IRD treatment of foreign nationals buying housing here. And then you've got reporting back to China about Chinese nationals buying property here. So if, say, a corrupt bureaucrat in China is trying to funnel money out of the country by buying New Zealand housing, word about that will get back to the government there. So to the extent that that's a problem, it's already being handled as best I can tell.
All right, but from your reading of it, because, you know, we had Grant Robertson giving us his view, it's always good to get an independent think tank view on these things, is that essentially what it's saying is the rules that are in place at the moment stand.
Yep.
But there can be, apart from you can put on a tax, there can be no changes to the environment when it comes to TPPA signatories?
Well, we wouldn't be able to put on new measures that would be discriminatory against foreigners that are TPP members. Yeah. There's a couple other changes that have come in where, say, that you wanted to buy a New Zealand airport or to be a part investor, and at the threshold for meeting the good character and business experience test goes from $100 million to $200 million, but otherwise the existing things in there seem not to have been changed.
Hey, good on you. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Eric Crampton. He's head of research for the New Zealand Initiative.